Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, in the 11th chapter, speaks about living for many years. And he concludes the 8th verse after describing a person's experiences during the course of a lifetime by saying, Kol Shaba Havel. It all really amounts to basically nothing. As the Alshech puts it in his commentary, Dover Tov, Tovos Ha'ilam Hazeh Chelfes, all the goodness of this world is evanescent and passing. There is no real true satisfaction that derives for a person. Because immediately, as soon as something comes, it simply fades away. But not when one does goodness. Because when a person is involved in Torah and mitzvahs, toivam nitzchi v'kiyam, these things remain and last forever. That is the simple pshat. However, the Keheles Rabbah, the Medrash, says that this means Torah sha'adam lomeid ba'ilam hazeh. We refer not to physical, material goodness or enjoyment, but the Torah that a person learns. Hevel hi is nothing lifnei teirase shel Mashiach, before the Torah that we will learn when Mashiach comes. The Rebbe says that when we look at it through this prism, it gives us an incredible understanding in the words of the Rambam as he concludes the laws of Melachim. The Rambam says, "Linasavu chachamim v'hanavim li'meis haMashiach." The wisest of people and those who are prophetically inclined did not yearn and crave for Mashiach, k'dei sheyishlutu al ha'olam, so that we have world dominance, or that we be able to control events, not so that we be able to enjoy the pleasures of the flesh, but rather k'dei sheyia pnuyim b'teira v'chachmasa, so that we would be free to study Torah fully. And the Rambam alludes to what he says in Hilchos Tshuva, where there would be nothing to disturb us, and our devotion to Torah would be absolute. But the Rebbe says that based on the words of Keheles, we could understand it's not simply the meaning of one will have more time to learn Torah. Because Nevi'im, prophets, Chachamim, the wisest of people, somehow find time to learn Torah. But the emphasis here is that even the Torah of the wisest, the greatest of the great, the Torah of the Nevi'im, is nothing in comparison with the Torah that we will together, Yerzeh Hashem, learn with the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira, ubi'ameinu amen.